Good morning. Let us pray before we read Bible this morning. Father, we come to you this morning. Thank you for a good privilege that can come into your house and have communication with you. Please speak to us, Father. We really want to be a good Christian, healthy member in this church. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, let us continue our reading from the book of Acts. This morning, I want to read from Acts chapter 14. Acts chapter 14, verse 21 to 28. Acts 14:21. After they had preached the gospel to that city and had made many disciples, they returned to Lystra and Iconium and to Antioch, strengthening the souls of the disciples, encouraging them to continue in the faith, and saying, "Through many tribulations we must enter the kingdom of God." When they had appointed elders for them in every church, having prayed for with fasting, they commended them to the Lord in whom they had believed. They passed through Pisidia and came into Pamphylia. When they had spoken the word in Perga, they went down to Attalia. From there they sailed to Antioch, from which they had been commended to the grace of God for the work that they had accomplished. When they had arrived and gathered the church together, they began to report all things that God has done with them and how he had opened the door of faith to Gentiles. And they spent a long time with the disciples. When I read this story, I want to learn something from Paul and Barnabas and from the church of Antioch. How can in short time the gospel spread so far around the city at that time? How can two person like Paul and Barnabas can bring the gospel very fast? I really want to learn from them. And then I see from this story, number one, when we read verse 21, after they had preached the gospel to that city, brothers and sisters, every time Paul moved to another city, he always preached the gospel. He didn't talk much about other things, but he just focused for one thing, that's preach the gospel in every city. Even if we read from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 16, Paul want to stay at Ephesians because he see a great opportunity to preach the gospel. So really, brothers and sisters, Paul have no other purpose. He only have one purpose. Every time he move to other city, he just want to preach the gospel. Now, we just invite one evangelism explosion training from Indonesia. Her name called Yanti. She was believed Jesus around 20 years ago. And then after she believed Jesus, she really want to serve God. And she joined many, many part of church ministry like Sunday school, welcoming, and many many activity. But at the last, she just choose one. She visit hospital and then preach the gospel to patient who stay at hospital. And then she did this ministry for around 11 years. And then during these 11 years, she shared the gospel for 500 people, and then 59 of them come to Christ and then get baptized. And then I see how she live. She's simple woman, yeah. Just bring two bag, and then when I ask her, why you bring two bag every time? Oh, Pastor Slamet, a lot of thing in my bag. One of that is put this kind in her bag. Track how to share the gospel in the bag. Oh, so she really like a soldier, bring all weapon for fighting like that. And then we asked her to visit one sister, and then when she arrived at the sister house, she met sister employer, and then directly she shared the gospel for the employer. And then my wife told me, my wife bring her go to buy something, and then stop at the shop. She shared the gospel for the shopkeeper. So, of course, sometimes we feel, yeah, when I share this, do they reject me or something like that? But she never think about that. She just go ahead and then preach the gospel. Oh, brothers and sister, what a good example for me to see this kind of people. And then, as you know that, in Jakarta, there is a man called Ahok. He is the governor of Jakarta. He is Chinese and he is Christian. And then because some people don't like him, so they make a trick and then bring Ahok to the court. And then last week, he can appeal himself. And then in many people, local and then international television watch what happened in that trial. He said like this, I'm not an atheist, I'm a Christian, I believe Jesus Christ, he is my Savior, he is my Lord. Oh, brothers and sisters, in this kind of country, it is very difficult to do like that, but he can do it. Today, we need people like this. If you say that Jesus is the best in our life, then you and I should to share this gospel to many people. Christianity in this time can grow very fast because there is a person like Paul. When he entered the city, he just preached the gospel for the city. This is number one. Number two, preach the gospel to that city and had made many disciples. Had made many disciples. Brothers and sisters, in local church, I can see that there are five models of the people who come to the church. The first one is called attendance. Yeah, they come and go, they come and go. So attendance like a butterfly or like a bee. So visit one flower and then get something and then go to another flower and get something like that. So this kind of people, they cannot grow deep because they just attend to one church. And they never have a hard feeling or they never think, how can I contribute to this church? They just think, what kind of blessing that I can get from this church? This I call attendance. Just come and visit, just come and visit. The second part, one step forward, call a believer. Oh yeah, after come for a few time, when the pastor preach, and then she want to believe Jesus Christ. A believer. And then the third step is called a disciple. And then the fourth step called a minister or deacon. And then the last one is called elder, who oversees every activity in the church. Now, the people in this city look right, call them a disciple. So, from attendance and then believer and then going up to the disciple. Brothers and sisters, a disciple is a person who want to learn, who want to know more, who want to grow with their faith. It is very good. Now we can see how many disciples and how many believers and how many attendants in our church. Look at number one. Sunday worship, a lot of people. Retreat, 400 people. But when we go next month, a summer Bible course or SP Alliance, 10 to 20. That show us that our church less of disciple. Yeah, we are just stop from the first step, attendance, and then go to the second step called believer. But when we go deep to a disciple, then we think that we are finished when we get GIC and we get EG. Yeah, GIC and EG is the first step to enter to this church. But after that, we need to have spirit to move on, to be a disciple. Yeah, it is good for us. We have summer break. And in this break, it is a good time for us to learn something. And I want to know more about the word. But many believers, when summer coming, they open internet and they see which store is cheaper. Japan, United States, or other city. Just think about holiday, but never think about how I make my faith growing, how I learn something, how I enfold something. That's why there are many people in the church, but less people who can defend their faith, who can do ministry, because stop at believer stage. In this passage, we see that Paul called them disciple because they want to learn something about Christ. Number three. When I see number three, I see what is the menu of the teaching at that time. The menu of that teaching is, verse 21, strengthening the soul of the disciple, encouraging them to continue in the faith, and saying, through many tribulations, we must enter the kingdom of God. Brothers and sisters, Paul didn't talk about blessing, but Paul talked about tribulation. Tribulation. Tribulation means something difficult that you can face after you believe Jesus Christ. I believe that this is old-style message that want to let people know that when you join to be a disciple, don't think that your way is no problem, you get many blessings and everything. Because Jesus himself said, if you want to follow me, you need to deny yourself and carry your cross. This is what Jesus said to the disciple. And then Paul said the same thing. Brothers and sisters, I just talked with one guy. He shared like this. Oh yeah, I have been go to the church for many years, but today I cannot go to the church. And I said, how come? Because I need to work on Sunday. Then you go on Saturday. Cannot. I need to visit my family. Then make the church by your own. You can do any day. Then I said, brother, if you read the Bible, go to the church every Sunday is a minimum as a believer. minimum. That means something that we should to do. God already blessed us, give us salvation, and then how can you leave God because of your situation? You need to change your situation and then put God number one in your life. I remember when I was a teenager, I joined choir, but today the choir leader not allow me to join. Because when I sing, I'm not overtone, but my tone is faster than other people. That's the problem. Yeah. Or sometimes slower than other people. Yeah. So every time I join the choir, I'm so excited because Sunday I can sing. But the problem is when the choir need to sing at the first service, which is in the morning. Because at the same time, in the morning, I need to work. I have noodle shop, and then Sunday morning, many people come. Then that's the problem. My mother was not believer, and then she think about money, and no one can do this job because I'm the one who cook the noodle. Then I said, "No worry, mom. I just go after sing, then I go back. I will not attend the service for 2 hours. I just sing 5 minutes and then go back and then continue. I guarantee, and then people can wait for me." So every time when choir sit down, I wait for the pastor pray first. Because when the pastor pray before share the message, then I mean, and I'm not at the chair. I already. But the problem is sometimes the pastor not pray in the beginning. Then I'm so sorry, need to wake up and then leave the church. I argue with my mother. Then she can accept. Few times, no problem. I did it for years because I can explain it. Brothers and sisters, first of all, when we want to do this first, don't use our mind. Just use our faith. God number one, and then everything number two. Yeah, God number one, everything number two. A little bit story. Next month, I'll finish my oral defense. And then I want to get holiday. I have been few years not go holiday with my family. And then this time, I want to go a little bit far. The problem is we need to get visa. And then I already have visa. Cardia get visa. And then the last one is Samuel. When Samuel want to get the visa and then he count, oh, if I apply now, then when retreat comes, passport have not ready, I cannot go for retreat. So how we need to do? Then we should go to the retreat first. And then after that, apply visa. But the problem is, my cheap ticket come out before his visa approved. So, what should I do? Buy, not buy. Buy, not buy. Buy, don't buy. The first one, I cancel. But the second one, I said, it's okay, I get this ticket because get cheaper. And then retreat finish. He apply visa and he get it. Then I also get the cheap ticket. So brothers and sisters, this is the story of the believer. When we put God number one and other thing number two. Because when we put God number one, and then everything will follow our life. Paul teach the disciple that we must face many tribulation. We must enter the kingdom of God. This is the third one. And then the last one, brothers and sisters, when they had appointed elder for them in every church, having prayer with fasting, they commend them to the Lord in whom they had believed. Look at this verse. In the beginning I said, member in the church, number one, attendance, number two, believer, number three, disciple, number four, a minister or deacon, and then number five is elder. Elder is a person who holds the responsibility of the church. He is the overseer of the church. If we read 2 Timothy and 1 Timothy, we can see the requirement of the elder higher than deacon, higher than disciple. And they can get this kind of people in the church. That mean this church, a spiritual program, a discipleship program is going well. People from attendance can become an elder in the church. Brothers and sisters, I'm not talking about that we need to be an elder in the church. But I'm talking about we need to have elder heart in our life. Elder heart means we need to be ready to hold responsible, to hold our ministry in the church. Many church, they have pastor, and then the pastor face look older than they age. Why? Because too many things to do. Yeah, even sometimes garbage box. When the people come in the church and then they show, no garbage box. Pastor, where is garbage box? Oh my goodness. You ask the Bible is okay. But when you ask about garbage box or tissue in the toilet, then don't ask the pastor. You can do it by yourself. Yeah. In many church, the attendants just come as the guests. We need to change this kind of minded. In this church, everybody who come to this church must become a host, a person who serve in this church, a person who can hold the responsible for this church. Small thing, I have been joined this EMP for more than 5 years. In the beginning of the EMP, I saw many people can serve as a worshiper in EMP. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Now look at this EMP. Tuesday, Pastor Andrew. Wednesday, Pastor Nate. Thursday, Arnie. And then go back Friday, Pastor Ricky. And then where are the people? Thanks God that we have pastor who can sing and lead the worship. But if the pastor is like me, who cannot sing and play music, and then no one do this ministry. I hope people who can sing and play music hear this message. Yeah, I hope. Yeah. So brothers and sisters, we need to upgrade. If we are not upgrade, then we are not in healthy church. Look at this verse. Attendance, a believer, disciple, minister, and elder. So they become a member who can hold the responsible in the church. That's why the gospel spare the church grow very fast. I dream this kind of church. I hope your dream and my dream are the same this morning. Let us pray. Please take few moments before we go to worship this morning. Yeah. The beginning church, Paul focused on preach the gospel. In another aspect, we can see that the attendants become believer. Believer become disciple. Disciple become elder. From someone who who get served, and now someone become someone who serve God. No wonder the church grow very fast. Yes, this is our prayer this morning. We want our church grow faster because many people upgrade their position in the church. From attendance become a believer, believer become disciple, disciple become a minister become elder, someone who can hold the responsible. Now, what is your position in this morning? Ask God and then move one more step. When we see Jesus, then our love is growing. At the same time, we really want to serve Him.
Yes. All to you, all.
Yes. With one heart this morning, let us spend our time we put our pray for brother, sister who has cancer fighting for their life. We pray that God will touch their body. Also pray for brothers and sisters who are in processing in chemotherapy. We pray that God's power come upon their body. Let's pray together. Also pray for some people, they have two problems. First, physical problem, and second, spiritual problem. That's why we put their life into God's hand. We ask Holy Spirit come upon their life so that God can open their heart and they believe their Jesus as the Savior. We still put brothers and sisters. We hope that by the grace and power of God, they quick recovery. And the last one, we put our brother and sister in the hand of God, that God will bless them to find good job. God open opportunity for them. Every application that they send to the company will get good feedback. Let's pray together. Let's pray for Mission Focus, Japan, for Pastor Sophia. She will leave this Sunday and then go back to Japan, learn language, and then do ministry. We pray for Pastor Sophia. Also pray for SP Seoul. We pray for SP Seoul. We can see that one day, God also used SP to start a church at Seoul. We also pray for Cambodia ministry. Yeah, we pray that the gospel also can spread at Cambodia. Let's pray together. We pray for Mission Council, Pastor Ricky and team. We pray that God will bless them always to lead this church, become the mission church, to bring the gospel in Hong Kong, in everywhere. Let's pray together. Mission Council. Believer menjadi disciple, akhirnya pergi memberitakan ini. Berkati timbangan ya Bapa supaya bisa bekerja dengan baik Bapa. Terima kasih Bapa, Tuhan berkati Bapa. Terima kasih. Pray for local outreach ministry, Igape, Homi, SP Light. Yeah, we pray that God will bless this team and also. Many people will join and then the gospel can share anywhere in Hong Kong, outside Hong Kong. Let's pray together. Also pray for Friday evening gathering, SPU, IP, GIC class, youth Bible study. We pray that through this all activity, the church can equip more disciples in this place. Let's pray together. Father, thank you. Thank you for beautiful day. Yes, prepare our heart for Sunday worship, Father. And also, we pray for SP staff retreat on Monday, Father. Through retreat, all staff members can get refreshment from you, Father. And then return safety with full of strength from you, Father. We put our ministry, our life into your hand. And of course, if we put God number one, then our faith say to us, everything will follow us. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen.